Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we're the Dana Cortez Show, and this is the Turkey Cast, by far our most popular podcast of all time. So turn it up and enjoy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are you ready for this caloric conversation?
I don't know. I didn't work out this morning. I should be ready for it, but I don't know if I am.
Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. I know we all look forward to the holidays. We can't wait for the delicious food. But how many calories does the average American consume one meal? And how long is it going to take you to burn it off? Before we reveal all of that, why don't we break down the calories of each portion of our meals. Let's begin with turkey. No carbs, but a 6-ounce piece of deliciously roasted turkey is 340 calories.
Whoa there.
Start writing it down.
That's not that bad, is it?
Not bad. No, it's not bad. Stuffing. Half a cup of stuffing.
Yeah, who's eating half a cup?
I don't know. I eat half a cup every bite. I'm not kidding you. I can eat a whole freaking pan of homemade cornbread stuffing. It's my favorite. Half a cup is 180 calories. Okay, now let's get to the mashed potatoes.
So let's mark that one down for 500 calories.
Okay, how about 900 for me? All right, let's move down to mashed potatoes. You can only have half a cup, which is impossible. 150 calories. Doesn't it sound good, though?
It does, but I mean, these portion sizes aren't realistic.
They're not. Well, they are in other countries, but not in America.
Guys, please excuse DJ Automatic's negativity towards these delicious-sounding meals. He's just a little bit upset because he's a little fluffier today due to him not working out.
So, you're going to keep bringing that up.
Aren't you? Why are you guilting me?
Well, your boy here has been eating low-carb tortillas for the past 2 weeks, loading up for this week, okay?
I did have a low-carb tortilla last night, and it was awful.
It was gross.
They're so gross. It's like eating paper.
Oh!
Okay, all right. All right. Number four, we're now at gravy, which again, for me, half a cup of gravy is impossible. It's 150 calories for half a cup. I literally pour gravy all over my stuffing, all over my turkey, all over my mashed potatoes with butter. So that 150 calories, you're probably going to have to multiply times 10. I'm not even kidding. Let's talk about the green bean casserole. It's not my favorite. But I make it because it's a tradition.
What is this stuff that they put in there with it?
Mushroom soup. Put onions in there. Those little French onions and stuff. 150 calories for half a cup. That's all I'm eating of the green bean casserole anyway. Cranberry sauce. Homemade cranberry sauce. Half a cup. 200 calories.
I'm not eating that anyways. Ooh, that stuff's gross.
One dinner roll. Just one is 155 calories. Who eats one dinner roll on Thanksgiving?
What are those ones called? The King's Hawaiians or
something
like
gosh,
that?
With the butter on top. Oh, God, so good. Okay, and then finally, you got to finish it off with some pumpkin pie. And if you're anything like my husband, DJ Automatic, you're probably scarfing down half the pie.
Easy.
One small piece of pumpkin pie is 200 calories.
So I'm good for at least a G on that one.
At
bro,
least a G.
Dude, that's why I have Anthony A400 in my Instagram, because I eat 400 calories worth of pumpkin pie every year.
So how many calories does the average American consume in one sitting, one meal? Because you know we're going back for seconds and thirds. And how long do you have to work out to burn it all off? We'll tell you when the Fat Club returns right after this.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Holidays mean that a few days out of the week, you're going to eat a lot. And that's what we're doing right now inside the Fat Club. We're breaking down how much does every average American consume and how long is it going to take you to work out these extra calories. Dana Cortez Show, Fat Club time with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So I'm going to run through the calories real quick. Turkey, 6 ounce, 340 calories. Stuffing, half a cup, 180 calories. Mashed potatoes, half a cup, 150 calories. Gravy, half a cup, 150 calories. Green bean casserole, 150 calories. Cranberry sauce, half a cup, 200 calories. Dinner roll, you only get one roll, 155 calories. And a pumpkin pie is 200 calories, which means when you add it all up, give me a drum roll, please. You're consuming over 3,000 calories. In one meal, and there is no freaking way that I'm only eating one of these meals during my holidays.
And that was all those portion sizes that nobody's going to stick to,
tiny
right?
Tiny little portion sizes. half a cup of mashed potatoes.
6 ounces of turkey. Come on.
I mean, I'm like packing my turkey on top of my potatoes, and I didn't even add the mac and cheese.
After all that, I'm pretty sure like my to-go plates are like 2 racks each of calories.
I remember that one time that Anthony came over for Thanksgiving, and I had made extra stuffing because I didn't know if he liked stuffing or not. He took the whole pan, the extra pan. He's like, I'll take this, man.
Yeah. That was also the Thanksgiving when your daughter thought I was drinking lean at the Thanksgiving table.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah. She thought I was double cupped up after Thanksgiving dinner.
She said, Mom, I think Anthony has a problem, Mama. He was drinking lean. And then I said, do you know what lean is? She said, no.
That's what happens when your kid listens to the radio station you're on.
Yeah.
It was Merlot.
But we had a great conversation with her.
We did. We got to explain to her what lean actually was.
Anyway, okay. So now that we know that one meal averages over 3,000 calories, and you know you're probably going to eat 2 or 3 of these plates, how long is it going to take you to work them off? Okay, if you run at a moderate pace, you're going to be running for 4 hours.
4 hours for one plate?
Just one plate. If you swim, 5 hours. If you walk, you're going to be walking for 30 miles to burn off 3,000 calories.
Just get all fat and sassy.
This is a lot of working out. I want to say something because Automatic, you feel really guilty today. You came in and said, I didn't work out this morning. I feel so guilty because I'm going to be fattening it up this Thursday.
Not the way to start this week, for sure.
No, it's okay. Don't feel guilty. Everybody deserves that one cheat day to do whatever it is you want. You're going to fall off. We know it. So prepare to enjoy your day guilt-free and get back on it the next day.
Who only has food for one day? We're going to go at least 3-4 days in a row here.
And then pluck it, I guess.
Oh.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
Eat for the week, then get back on your grind. All of these calories are listed at Dana Cortez on Instagram, in my story, Facebook. Follow us now, Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's your favorite childhood holiday memory? It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Who wants to go first on this one? Because I feel like...
We're doing childhood memories, right?
Yeah, childhood memories.
Automatic, you used to play sports.
Of course.
You never forget the moment you fell in love with that sport. Right?
Oh, I remember fondly.
I was a young, wee fella. I never really even knew what football was. And then I'll never forget seeing Randy Moss, his rookie year. Torch.
Ooh, light up the Cowboys.
Light the Cowboys up. 3 touchdowns, 3 catches, 150 yards. One of the greatest moments of my life. And from that moment going forward, I was in love with football.
So what was that, about 1997?
About 98, 99, his rookie year. Okay. Oh, God. I'll never forget sitting there watching him just dust the Cowboys.
I know you're doing this just to pick at me. Whatever.
No. Randy Moss, it really was one of the greatest rookie games in the history of the NFL.
He's one of the greatest receivers of all time. He played for the greatest football team of all time, the Minnesota Vikings.
Memory?
Oh, dude. Sitting there watching Randy Moss scorch the Cowboys while eating a little pumpkin pie?
Well, me personally, I'm going to have to take it back to even... Before that, I have a humongous family on my mom's side. I mean, I have 36 first cousins. My mom has 10 other brothers and sisters who are all married. And then even some of us, you know, I'm married. I got kids. When they have a family affair, it is like...
100 people are there. No,
literally close to 100 people are there.
Damn, multiple turkeys?
Yes. Used to see how long my grandma's kitchen table is. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, lined up like a buffet.
It's like a buffet, exactly. So what I miss most... And what one of my fondest memories is just being there, because you would have, 7,500 people just there to celebrate our family and celebrate, you know, Christmas or Thanksgiving. And my grandma is an amazing cook. I don't know what happened to my mom.
Oh,
but my grandma is an amazing cook.
In the middle of this amazing memory.
So I miss having that, like having all the huge family together.
What is your favorite holiday memory? Line 8, Miss Nikki, go ahead.
I think the one that's going to stick out the most for me is definitely going to be, I had to be around 8, and we used to go to my grandmother's sister's house for Christmas, and we got to see all of our cousins, and this particular aunt used to make us these little bags with fruit and candy canes and pecans, and it was like a family reunion. And I remember that so much because there were so many presents under that tree because of all of the relatives that were coming. If we had maybe three of those in my childhood, I will never forget that.
Isn't that the best when you're little, too, and you go and you see that tree, and it's just full of presents, and all the kids get together? Those are the moments you long for.
Yes, and you know, it's funny because you would think we would be jealous because the kids that lived there obviously had more because they lived there. We had, my grandmother would bring ours, but it was never as much as some of my cousins, but we all played with each other's stuff. So it was so cool.
You're like, it didn't even matter. All that doesn't matter.
It didn't matter.
That's kind of the moral of the story, right? It doesn't really matter. Family first. The memory you have is because you and all your family were together. That love you felt.
Yes, Lord.
And the stockings with the pecans and candy in it.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget her gumbo.
Oh, see? That is such a good meal. And if you know how to make gumbo and it's real spicy, that's some of the best food ever.
Oh, my God. They cook because some of my relatives are from Louisiana, so everybody cooks hens and dressing and dirty rice and gumbo. And, oh, it's awesome.
You got my mouth watering.
My too.
Jeez.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What is your favorite childhood holiday memory? That's what we discuss it right now inside the Dana Cortez Show. What guys think? I'm Dana Cortez along with DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Automatic got me in my feels with his memory. Anthony A made me mad. He said it was Randy Moss.
His rookie
destroying
year, dog.
The Cowboys is rookie year, your favorite holiday memory, which we always watch the Cowboys on Thursday, right, for Thanksgiving.
Who doesn't? Yeah, I love to watch them lose.
Oh, Automatic, come on now. Don't jump on that gravy train. And your memory, Otto, was just getting together with your family from your mom's side.
Which is the size of a small country.
Yeah, it's like 100 people in one house. And it really is about family. That's the story everybody's telling us. And that's mine, too. My favorite childhood memory is when my mom had this really nice apartment, because you have to understand that we didn't have too much, and she got this kind of nice spot. It was the nicest spot we'd ever lived in, and so everybody came to our place, and my aunt was rich. She had like a big house, so you knew it had to be decent for her to decide, yeah, we're going to spend, you know, Christmas there with you guys at your place. And everybody made tamales together, and the Christmas carols were on blast, and all the cousins, there's just like four of us, but still, we were playing, and it was just one of my best childhood memories of all time. And I'll never forget it. Man. I'll never forget it.
You guys weren't watching TV, huh?
I mean, yeah, there was TV in the background, too.
I thought you would have seen Randy Moss torch the Cowboys.
I am so over you. I hate you right now. All right, so we've had this gentleman holding for a long time. Line two, who is this?
Dana, what the heck? Mikey Mike from the West Side.
Mikey Mike, all right, talk to us about your perfect Christmas day or holiday day.
What I would like to do is I would like to go take them on like a little, like up north to experience the whole snow, waking up the next morning and actually seeing snowfall, open presents. I mean, that's actually my real, real dream right there.
I can't even imagine waking up on Christmas morning and there's just snow everywhere.
Listen to us desert children.
I know. I'm just...
As somebody who was born in Minnesota, waking up to snow is not that cool.
Let me tell you.
Driving in it, walking in it. The cold weather sucks.
No, Automatic, but I know what he's saying. You're inside, let's say, a cabin or something, and the fire is going, and the fireplace.
Like I said, it's not that cool.
And the Christmas lights outside, and the snow. It's like a movie.
My coworker, he's from Nebraska, and like that yesterday, we were listening to some Christmas music, and he was like, man, it just doesn't feel right listening to Christmas music and no snow around.
It's like, holly jolly Christmas. Nah, it doesn't work. You know what's funny? The phones are blowing up. So I want to take this conversation to social media at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Follow me now, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. And I think we can continue this conversation as we get closer to Christmas. We haven't even passed Thanksgiving yet, but people are longing for the holidays. Favorite childhood holiday memory? Share it with us now. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Whether you're SOS sick of single or you have a partner, every one of us probably has a pet as well. And since the holidays are approaching, there are some of those scraps that you should not be feeding your animals. So we're going to list them now inside the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. First of all, number one, you should not be giving your pet turkey, skin, drippings, and gravy.
Why?
Because it's very fattening. Gravy is flour. Flour is sugar. It's just as bad for your pet as it is for you.
I was going to say, why can we eat it, but they can't?
We're not supposed to. We're not supposed to, but we can indulge one day.
Before we go further, do you guys, I know a lot of people give their dog table scraps. Are you guys those type of people?
No.
I am anti-table scraps because no. I learned a lesson. We used to give my dog Tucker table scraps. He got diabetes and then he went blind. And let me tell you, having a blind dog is not easy.
Stop. You didn't grow up with a blind diabetic dog.
I grew up with a blind diabetic
this
dog.
This was recently. His parents would just give the dog scraps. No, and then the hardest part about it is that if you would move a piece of furniture like to clean, you wouldn't put it back. The poor dog, you just hear him go through the house.
Don't.
Hitting his head everywhere because he couldn't see.
That's not even the best thing about that dog. First of all, rest in peace, Tucker. Second of all, he would wake you up every morning at 5 a.m. with the doorbell. How does a blind dog find the doorbell?
Why are all your dogs fat? Why are all of your dogs fat, DJ Automatic? You have fat dogs.
Because I overfeed my dogs. It's out of an abundance of love, but I'm not helping them. I'm hurting them.
So don't give your dog diabetes, okay? Follow this list. Okay, turkey twine. Don't give him that. Turkey bones. Now, that's not because...
Oh, do not give your dog those bones.
They shard, and those shards can end up in their esophagus, stuck in their bellies. I mean... You could kill your dog with turkey bones. Oh, don't give it to him.
It almost turns into like an action movie every time I see my dog like going for like a chicken bone or something like that. I'm like, no!
Don't give your dog stuffing. We just talked about the whole sugar, the cornbread or white bread dressing, whatever you do, it's not good for them.
Okay, because they could be diabetic situation,
right? You're going to turn them into that.
There was only a year where Metro ate half a pan of stuffing that I left on my little single man food tray.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
You did take that from our casa. I remember that. All right, sage, it can have adverse effects. It's a spice that doesn't sit well with a dog. Raisin and grapes, no bueno for your perro. Onion and garlic, also not good. Nutmeg is another spice that can have adverse effects. And nuts can be very bad for your dog. Some of them have an extreme allergy, so don't risk it. We've got five more things you should not be feeding your dogs from your holiday table. These scraps are a no-no. We'll list them next when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We all love the holidays, and I'm sure your pets are standing right by the stove begging for some scraps, but there's actually some of those you should not be giving them because you're putting their lives at risk. It's a Dana Cortez Show. Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. We talked about gravy. That's a no-no. Turkey twine, no. Turkey bones, you should already know this, though, because they shard.
Turkey or chicken.
No, it's not good. Stuffing, sage, raisin, and grapes are bad.
Let's just keep raisins out of Thanksgiving. How about that?
Onion, garlic, nutmeg, nuts. Okay, so now we're at the bottom of the list. Mushrooms are a big no-no for your dog. Some can have severe allergic reactions. And especially on the holidays, you might not be able to get your pet to the vet on time. So don't do that. Fat trimmings and fatty foods are bad. This one wasn't a surprise to me, but I think other people will find it surprising. Corn on the cob. They can choke on the cob. Because the dog will go in on that. Yeah, they'll go in on that, and it can really make them sick, and they could.
I had another dog that was extremely fat. Now that you're pointing this out to me, Anthony, all my dogs have been overweight. His name was Chiquito Smalls, a.k.a. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls, and he was the fattest chihuahua you would ever seen.
I got to say, when I met Automatic and I saw the dog, I was like, what kind of dog is that? And he said, it's a chihuahua. And I said, liar. He looked like a fat wiener. I never seen. He was all stretched out. Poor Chiquito. Aww. Your dad lost him. All right. So now another one that I think most people know, but you might not. Chocolate will kill your pet. Don't give your pet chocolate. Candied yams, they're all sugar. No good. Butter, not good. Bread dough, not good. But the number one thing you should absolutely not give your pet this holiday season, alcohol. What's wrong with you people? Have you seen this on TikTok and Instagram and probably soon coming to Twitter fleet? People giving their pets holiday spirits.
Wait, hold on. Dana, basically you're telling me all I can give my dog for Thanksgiving is dry dog food and tell him he's the best little boy.
We're listing these holiday table scraps that are off limits on social media at Dana Cortez on Instagram. They're inside my story. Follow us on Facebook too, Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You've heard Florida man. Well, what about Florida woman? It's WTF story time here on the Dana Cortez Show. Listen to this.
the most only in Florida story you'll hear today. A couple was busted for having dozens of reptiles in their car, including a gator that was hidden inside a woman's yoga pants.
The best part is that man laughing. He couldn't even contain himself. Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Florida prosecutors say a Charlotte County Sheriff's deputy stopped a pickup truck after it ran a stop sign. The driver, 22-year-old man named Michael, told the deputy that he and his 25-year-old passenger, Ariel, were collecting frogs and snakes under an overpass. So he gave the deputy permission to search the bags in the truck. The deputy found 41 three-striped turtles in a bag. It was actually in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack. He also found a foot-long alligator inside the woman Ariel's yoga pants. What in the world is she doing with that alligator in her pants, and how do they fit in there?
I didn't know mermaids could wear yoga pants.
Oh.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess.
All right, so the woman and the man were charged with possessing an American alligator and also in possession of more than one turtle per day. You know, you can't be doing that. In Florida, you have to protect the environment.
So did they say why they were collecting all these reptiles?
They're going to sell them. There's a black market for this type of animal. But, you know, as crazy as this story is, it's got to be the reaction of fellow Floridians that made me laugh.
Number one, she had to be crazy as hell. And number two, you could go a lot of places with that.
Oh, the mind does wander, doesn't it?
Dude,
it wanders.
I just can't wait to rock out with my croc out.
Listen to what this man said.
Even seeing the pictures, it's just crazy how somebody would just have something like that even in their pants. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
You've never met DJ Automatic. Oh!
A gator that was hidden inside a woman's yoga pants.
That's today's WTF story. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, for the first time in my 28 years, I will not be spending Thanksgiving or Christmas at my mom and dad's house. Oh. Because they voted for Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say because of the pandemic.
No, because of the recent election. Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And as I was looking for a way to respond to this, dear Dana, I found a study that shows 63% of millennials who didn't vote for Trump say they aren't going home for the holidays because of the election, and they don't want to argue with their conservative parents.
So the one time millennials show up to vote, and now they're afraid to go back home. This is a catch-22 for me.
Can't get him out of the house. Now can't get him into the house. I get it. You don't want the contention, right? You don't want the argument. This woman said, though, that the last time she was there, her and her mom had a screaming match, and that her mom told her, "F you."
Oh,
whoa.
In the kitchen. She said, "I can't believe you voted for Trump," that she just screamed the F you, and she left, and she hasn't talked to her mother since.
I'm not going to inform you guys on who I voted for, but my older brother, he's like, "Bro, you're so sensitive. I can't believe you and your views and all this stuff." And I'm like, "Dog, you're a felon. You can't even vote." Okay? So I empathize with her on that
you
point.
You starting family fights for a whole
different
reason. Yeah,
I was like, "What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? It's a Facebook politic."
I understand where she's coming from because I don't want to spend my time off of work fighting about something that's already been decided. You know, you have two different points of view. It's over with. Let it be. I see so many people who grew up together that aren't friends anymore because of politics. They're not talking to family members anymore. And I get it. It's serious. But these people have been there your entire life. And 4 years from now, we're going to have another election.
All right. So when Dear Dana continues, I will offer her advice. And for anybody else out there who's going through this, I think you should stick around because it's important. It's family. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I received this message on Facebook from a 28-year-old woman who says that for the first time, she's not spending the holidays with her family over the recent election because they voted for Donald Trump. Dear Dana, on the Dana Cortez Show, with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And while researching, I found out that 63% of millennials who didn't vote for Trump say they aren't going home for the holidays because they don't want to argue with conservative parents. And I understand that. And sometimes the holidays can already be difficult.
How about just having Thanksgiving without talking about politics?
Sure.
I mean,
I can't get on the phone with my mother, who voted one way, and my stepdad, who voted the other, without her rubbing it in his face, who won?
Dude,
she does it on purpose. She just lopica. She picks at him. Like, she just wants the argument.
I would definitely not go to your mom's house for Thanksgiving because you're right. There's a lot of, like, there's some turmoil.
Yes.
Me and my mother, we agree politically, but she was a presiding judge for this last election. So she's already like, Anthony, you need to get out there for 2024. You need to be productive.
You're like, Mom, we just...
Yeah, dude, I can't. It's too much.
My advice to her is, first of all, no family is perfect. We all disagree at times. I've been very open about my family. We've only been able to get together, I'm talking a handful of times in my lifetime, without fighting, physically, guns, violence, no joke.
We don't need any guns at Thanksgiving.
No, or Christmas or any time. So look, you got to focus on the closeness of your family instead of your differences. Stop poking at them about the election, because I know you're doing it. I know you're doing it because I want to do it sometimes too, but I don't. You know why I don't? Because I've learned all those lessons growing up. I want to have as normal a family as possible. I want to be able to get with the people I love as often as possible. And subconsciously, sometimes we want that drama. We bring it on because it's what we're used to.
The other thing is Joe Biden or Donald Trump, they're not coming to your funeral.
They're not coming to your funeral. They're not coming to your Thanksgiving dinner or your Christmas dinner
either. No, they're not.
Focus on the people you love.
Oh, that's
there
what
we
you
go.
Guys are trying
yeah.
to say.
Focus on the people you love. And of course, politically speaking, vote your best interest, but leave the political talk at the door as soon as you walk in. Okay, it's all about family, love, and food.
Just get all fat and sassy.
All right, you ever have a Dear Dana? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me that DM or Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's so 2020. We're literally going to talk about a CDC Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
In all seriousness, though, I think that this is a good conversation for us to have because I love my family. Latinos in general, we're very family-oriented people. We want to be close to one another.
I know you're right about that, but during this time of year, everybody wants to get together.
Oh, for sure. But unfortunately, that is part of the reason that Latinos are being hit so hard by coronavirus, because we refuse to listen to what the CDC is telling us. So I thought I'd put together a few things that I think we should all discuss. For instance, if you want to travel, you have to ask yourself a couple of questions, okay? Number one, is someone you're visiting, is someone you live with, or are you at risk of becoming seriously ill if you contract coronavirus? So that's the first question. The second question is, if you answer yes, is it worth traveling then? No! No, it's not. You don't want to get your abuela sick. You don't want to get your grandma, your grandpa, your cousins, or yourself ill.
Too many horror stories of younger people getting older people sick and them dying. So.
Well, not just that. Look at Jeremiah. He's 33 years old, healthy man. He's on a ventilator right now.
And you also have to ask yourself, do you really even like your family that much?
Exactly.
This
is the
perfect
excuse to stay away.
Yes, the perfect excuse to be like, I'm not going to make it this year.
I'm just kidding, Mom. I love you. Number two, attending a gathering. Let's say your family decides to have a get-together. And you're like, you know what? I am going to go. This sounds a little over the top, but take your own utensils, plate, and cup. Wear your mask. I don't care if they make fun of you. You wear your mask. And store it safely while you eat and drink. Also, stay 6 feet apart. And here's the big one right here, because we all love to go to the kitchen. That's a tight area, usually. You've got to stay away from tight areas. A lot of us would commune in an area because my nana would be in there. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's
well, yeah,
in the
everybody's
kitchen.
In there having a drink, talking.
And also, for those of you who like to take the uncle walks, BYOW.
Yes.
All right.
That's a big
deal. I didn't
think
about that. You mm-hmm. certainly don't want to share
no
that.
No puff puff pass.
Mm-mm, not at all. Okay, so there's one more thing, according to the CDC, that you should follow this Thanksgiving so that we can keep our family safe. And we'll share it with you when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody wants to get together this week. It's a big holiday, Thanksgiving. But according to the CDC, because there is a pandemic in America, there's a few things you should do before you consider that. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. And we're breaking them down for you. First of all, travel. Is someone you're visiting, someone you live with, or you at increased risk of becoming seriously ill if you contract coronavirus? If the answer is yes, don't go. Number two, you're going to go to your families. You decided, you know what? I am going to go. Bring your own utensils, plate, and cup. Wear a mask. store it safely while you eat and drink. Stay 6 feet apart. I don't know about you, but my family, we love to get in the kitchen. Everybody in there, don't do it. Kitchen is a tight area. That's how COVID spreads. Plus, you're spitting over the food and everything. No.
It's mainly for the women anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
You get out the studio right now. Shut up, Anthony.
Shut the f*** up.
Now, number three. Let's say you decide, I'm going to host a gathering. Okay, cool. Outdoor gatherings are best if possible. If it's too cold, you got to go inside. If you can open a window, that is a very good thing to do. Another thing you got to do is limit guests. You can't have 50 people over. That's not going to work this year, okay? And disinfect after you or your guests touch anything. The moment we come into this studio, the first thing we do is grab all our antiseptic wipes. We wash our hands. We clean every single thing down because we know that coronavirus spreads through saliva, through mucus, mucus membranes.
Have you guys gone through the process of telling certain family members that they're not going to be able to join you guys this holiday season?
Yeah,
actually turned down a couple of Thanksgiving celebrations.
And I had to tell my mama, you know what, mama, I love you. And that's why I'm not going to go see you this year, because I care about you. My mom is, and I want her to be safe. I want her to be healthy.
You take into factor her age and things like that, because she may be at risk, right? That's understandable. Me and my dad just sat back and thought, who would we want to join us on the Family Feud? Those are the people who are getting invited. Everybody else, stay home.
Is Steve Harvey going to be there?
And his mustache with the
All
mask.
All right, back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this. We've listed the CDC Thanksgiving guidelines at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Find them in the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so excited. Our next guest is here on the Fat Club. She is actually the personal trainer of Jane Fonda. One of my, I think, icons. Like, when you look at Jane Fonda's career, when you look at her history, her political activism, she's just absolutely incredible. Hello. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Malin, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Dana?
I am doing so well. First of all, I want to thank you because I know you are a trainer to the stars. I know how valuable your time is. So we appreciate you sharing some of your secrets with us.
Of course, it's my passion, it's my mission in life to share it.
Oh, see, she's like, okay, and maybe, you know what, maybe you can pick up some people too. Hey, are you doing any training via social, you know, via Zoom or StreamYard? Are you doing virtual personal training as well?
Yes, absolutely.
So talk a little bit about your history, how you got into this, and why you began personal training.
Well, it started in Sweden. I'm from Sweden, and I became one of Sweden's top five runners. And in my teens, I was sent to Southern California as a 16-year-old, and I fell in love with the weather in California, of course, and one day I wanted to return. But first, I went back home to Sweden to finish my master's degree in physical education. So my whole life has been about health and fitness for myself. And then I started to see people around me not feeling good, and I felt a huge mission and calling to just help people to feel their best, and that's why I become a personal fitness trainer.
I love that you said that, because oftentimes when people feel bad or they might have an illness, it's directly related to weight issues, what we're putting in our body, food. And we don't even know it. We're not educated on that part of health. You think, oh, I just need to go for a run and I'll be good. But that's not the case.
No, you got to look at the whole picture. And you got to understand that your body is a machine. And it comes with instructions. It's like taking care of your car. We're so good here in America to take care of our cars. Car wash and make sure it's aligned and everything. But with our own bodies, we don't understand until something goes wrong. We're like, why is this happening? Why am I feeling bad? Then suddenly it piques our interest to find out what you can do about it. So to prevent you from ever feeling bad, yes, take care of your body. And the younger you start, the better.
I love that part right there, because I think when you're young, you feel invincible, right? Nothing's ever going to get me. And then you hit 30 and you're like, what happened? Why do I feel this way? No, but it's true.
Yes. And you said a really good number there, 30. When we hit 30, bones and muscles, we lose them. We start losing bones and muscles. If we don't maintain it through strength training, we start losing. So I really urge you, if you're in your younger age, to really think about that And think about somebody in your family, maybe grandparents. How are they aging? Mm. And if they are aging well, then use them as a role model. If they're not aging well, then look for another role model, because this is your life and you just have one life. And it is up to you to take care of it and live life with quality.
Malin, that's a great lead into my first question. I mean, for me, I feel like this is a simple question now, but for many years, I thought I had to go to the gym to work out. Do I have to have a gym membership to get a good workout in?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially now when COVID hit us, we all know that Zoom is the go-to place where we can do everything, including working out, where you can get the knowledge how to do it, what to do. You can walk, you can work out indoors, outdoors. You can travel. There's absolutely no excuse not to work out. And you can use your own body weight, or you can just purchase some inexpensive resistance bands and use them as resistance and just be creative. But first of all, take care of your body. Do it correctly so you can maintain your body.
For everybody listening, Malin did provide a small video, and I'm going to tag you because I'm openly asking everyone to follow you on your social media so that they can see what it is you do. And I'm sure you have advice for people they can just go to. And maybe, you know, if you want, you can hire Malin for a day of training or two or a year or whatever, and she can help you. So the second question is, how many days a week should I exercise? I get this all the time. Do I need to do it one day a week? Do I have to exercise 7 days a week? What do you think is the right number of days?
5 times a week, 30 minutes. That is the golden number. And it's not a number that I came up with. It's based on studies. And it's from CDC, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. And because we're so sedentary today, just look back 1,500 years ago. What we didn't need our cars. We used our body, our legs to transport ourselves from A to B. It's just so sedentary. The society is promoting us to sit still. We can stay at home all day and work today, but the body was not made to do that. The body was made to move, so it's going to feel really bad. So 5 days a week, 30 minutes, and I recommend that out of those 5 days that you do 2 strength training workouts and 3 cardio workouts. So the strength training will be for your muscles and bones, and the cardio will be for your heart muscle to pump out all that great oxygen that all the tissue in your muscles, in all your organs need.
So I have a question for you as well. You know, this weekend, there's a lot of candy going on, a lot of party going on. And let's say somebody's been...
This weekend, the next 3 months, it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of people that have been sedentary for a long time because of COVID. And maybe they want to get started working out before we hit all these holidays. What's a good way? Because a lot of these people are not going to be able to get started with 5 days a week. What's a good starting point for people?
Just start with 15 minutes. Just start going out for a walk. Because also now during COVID, if we're sitting indoors a lot, it is just so great to just go outdoors. Now, in Los Angeles, we have to be careful with all the fires going on. So you have to make sure that it's healthy air that you breathe in. And so that's something to think about. But I would say 15 minutes. I usually tell my clients, do you have 15 minutes a day to invest into your future health?
And Malin, and how many of us just sit around in front of the computer streaming our favorite Netflix special? We're watching Prime, or we're watching the local news or whatever, or we're just sitting here listening to the Dana Cortez Show. Everybody has 15 minutes.
Yeah. For example, right now, are you guys sitting down or are you standing up?
I'm sitting down right now.
I'm sitting right now.
Okay, so stand up. Stand up.
Walk
There's
in place.
There's no reason for you to sit.
I'm going to do the show every day. Hey, good morning, everybody.
I have walked 8 flights of stairs, though, today already.
We do. We don't take the elevator. So we don't take elevators. We walk the flights. It doesn't matter how many flights. We park as far away from the grocery store entrance as we can. I mean, these are little things, but I think they go a long way. You know, they go a long way.
I love it. It's the 10. Yes. It's all about that 10,000 steps a day. Because sometimes, like you said, if you haven't done anything for years, starting with 30 minutes 5 days a week, that's a lot. So always start with small steps that you can maintain for more than 2 weeks. Don't go out and do any crazy stuff that you can't commit to for more than 2 weeks. Then you're just going to do the opposite after 2 weeks. You're not going to do anything again. So start small and just do easy things like you just said, park the car further away, take the stairs instead of the elevator, and have something that measures your steps so you can get motivated, because some people, they have no concept of how much they moved. So they feel like, if I ask them, so do you have an active lifestyle? Oh, yeah. And then it turns out they have 3,000 steps a day.
You're well, like, no, that's not active.
It's not really active. It's good to start out, but now start increasing a little bit every day. And all those small steps you were talking about, it adds up. Every step counts.
The final question, Malin, is what foods do I need to eat at a minimum, or really just cut out completely, if I want to see a change in my health, my weight, and honestly, the way I look? A lot of us will say, oh, I'm only doing it for the health. And of course, that's what you want. But I also want to be able to fit into that dress I've been hiding in the back of my closet. You know what I mean? I do. I want to feel good about my body. It's my temple. I want to be proud of it. So what food should I either eat at a bare minimum or give up completely?
Well, I'm going to first tell you the foods that are most nutrient-based food and dense food. And that is what you want to look for. So you have avocados, you have blueberries, you have eggs, you have dark leafy greens, broccoli, almonds, wild salmon, extra virgin oil. When you have salads, don't have dressing with salad. Have salad with dressing and use extra virgin oil with that salad and a little dash of lime juice. It makes it really tasty. You can have dark chocolate, but the dark chocolate and the almonds, you have to watch because you don't want to add, you know, too much of that. But all those are nutrition-dense food that I was just telling you about. And things you want to stay away from: pasta, sugar, sodas, any processed foods, any fried foods, pastries and sweets. And of course, this weekend, we're going to have sweets. But nobody's perfect. So I always say 80-20. Try during the day to be 80% healthy with what you eat, and then have that 20% that are not as healthy. Nobody's perfect, and you're going to drive yourself crazy to try and be, especially if you're just starting out. So again, start small. Start adding good things and take away a few things that you know is not good for you.
You know, it's amazing how your body will feel when you start giving it all of the things it needs. You will feel different. You'll feel better because you're giving it the fuel. You referenced the car analogy earlier. Your body isn't craving pasta. It doesn't need pasta to live. It does need greens. We do need that avocado, that good fat, the omega from fish. You know, those are things we need, but it doesn't need a bag of hot Cheetos. It doesn't. It doesn't need that.
Eating is so emotional. So I stay away from weight loss. It doesn't really exist in my vocabulary when I work out with clients, because I feel anything that has a loss in it is like we feel that we're depriving ourselves. I always say gain. What can we gain? We can gain strength. And in all the programs that I do in my book, Wake Up Your Body, Mind After 50, that is all the programs that will get you to feel good about yourself. And in the process, as a bonus, you will lose the weight and feel great about yourself and get into that dress that is hiding in your closet.
Malin, where can we get your book? What do I Google to get your book? You mentioned it, and I really wanted people to be able to access that so that they can reference all that we've discussed.
Well, it's on Amazon right now because it's just coming out on November 17th. But the Kindle version is up on Amazon. And again, the book is called Wake Up Your Body Plus Mind After 50. And don't get scared about the after 50, because this book can be read and applied by any age. I have worked out with people that have been in their 20s, that have been in bad shape, and people in their 70s that are in great shape. So age has nothing to do with it. It's just that this is a book that I'm mainly experienced with, the age group after 50. But it's a book for any age. And it will come out in print on November 17th.
Okay, I'm looking forward to buying it. Thank you so much for your time. And by the way, every person I've met that might be a little older and is now really aware of their body, their health, always says, I wish I would have started at a younger age, because it's harder if you start later in life. Start now.
Yes, and that is so true. All my clients, they say that. So they actually have me work out their kids and grandkids as well, because they see the value and they always say, oh, I wish I had started out earlier. And if you want to have an experience working out with me, I do a complimentary cardio and strength session on Saturday, November 7th. And so that's something also to think about.
All right, Malin, thank you so much. Everybody listening, go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram now, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. Malin has provided us with a short video with some exercises that are easy to do. I'm tagging her so you can follow her as well. And remember that she has that free class coming up. Malin, thank you for your time. I know you work out with Jane Fonda, so we feel very privileged. Because that woman, I'm telling you, how old is she? She's in her 80s, isn't she?
She will be in December, and this is public knowledge, so I can say it. She'll be 83.
Wow.
And how does she look like that at 83?
How does she look like that? That woman is in the best physical shape.
She has me as a trainer.
Ah, there you go. Malin, thank you for your time, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon, and we'll see you on the gram.
I would love to.
Okay, thank
Yay.
You.
Yay, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, bye.
Be safe, stay healthy. Bye, bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dang, Automatic. Is that a pop timer? Or are you just excited to see me? Ooh.
Pop timer.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I got a few pickup lines that are not safe for your in-laws' Thanksgiving table. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
I don't know where we're going with this. One studio.
I go by the name of Anthony A, and that man across from me looking hazy in my eyes is Sir DJ Automatic.
Where are you going with this, Anthony?
Here's where
Why
I'm going
are you
with
hating
this.
On my husband?
Dana Cortez is joining us. Dana Cortez inside Two Dudes, One Studio Alert.
Is this what happens when I'm not in the room?
Yeah.
Not usually.
A little flirtatious.
Well, I just work out my pickup lines on your husband. That way when I go out in the fields or if I'm on the timeline, I'm not a scumbag.
I thought you were just trying to help me because of all my failed attempts on Down in the DM.
Oh, sweetheart. Sometimes there's no turning back. You are who you are. You know, I'm glad your wife loves you. Now, Automatic, usually about this time, you are running around the office gloating about how you have the best fantasy football record.
I do. I'm 11-0.
In that league, right? But in another league, you know, you've posted 7 losses.
Ugh.
And you're not probably going to make the playoffs. Now,
I am going to make the playoffs.
What we have
Don't
right here.
Don't call it a motherfucking comeback.
Yes. Let's go. I'm going to make you a proposal. Either you allow me to run off these pickup lines on you for the next 2 minutes, or I will embarrass you and remind people how you're missing the playoffs for the next 2 weeks. Do you want to hear these pickup lines?
Well, I'm not going to miss the playoffs, so no, I don't want to hear your pickup lines.
Well, either way, then, in that case, here's what we're doing. Dana Cortez, we're at a Thanksgiving table.
Okay.
You're the in-law mom.
All right.
Automatic is my sweetheart. La sad girl, Automatic. I'm the new boo he's taking. After this bit, Dana, you need to tell me, am I invited back for Christmas dinner? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Automatic, get close. I want to whisper.
I don't want you. Okay. You're making me uncomfortable.
Shh, don't worry, sweetheart. I only have pies for you.
Stupid.
Dang. All right. Dang, I thought that was a good one.
I told you I don't want to hear your pickup lines.
For you.
Hey, let me whisper in your ear. That second place not going to be the only thing of loosening your belt.
Ding, 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 ding.
Dude. Ugh. Hey, I just met you. This is kind of gravy. But here's my stuffing, so carve me later. No, no.
Nobody's carving anything.
No. What about buttering my biscuit, baby?
And finally, I'll butter your biscuits.
And finally, I need you to jump on my gravy train. I'll give you something to be thankful for.
Ugh.
Bruh.
No, no.
Dana, you can't come back.
Damn it. All right, y'all. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving. Do not use any of those pickup lines.
I love it. Two dudes.
One studio.
Be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did that turkey cast fill you all up? Hey, I want to thank you so much for listening. There's more, podcasts available. So keep listening. In fact, go back to episode 1. And catch up. And thank you so much for being a part of our extended family. Happy Thanksgiving from the Dana Cortez Show. Do your gobble.
Oh, my gobble is very similar to Shakira's gobble too. That's what I realized. So here is Anthony A and his turkey impersonation.
That's pretty good, dude.
Automatic, go ahead, dude.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Oh, dude, come on, dude. Nobody does
it's
that.
It's a podcast. Don't edit it.
God, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yerk.